Welcome to Imagine This Podcast,
the show where we discuss, celebrate, and highlight all the excellent and abundant arts and culture in Milwaukee.
We hope that after listening to the pod, you'll see and experience our city and its incredibly vibrant arts and culture community in a new way. Happy post-summit.
We're live. We made it.
Week.
Still around.
David and Mac, how are you doing?
I declare the rest of 2021 to be post-summit.
Post-summit.
Can it be from 2021 until the end of time, just post-summit time?
Yeah, everything happened every summit, then everything happened. Yes.
That's true. All, forget fiscal year, forget calendar year. We'll now be PS.
Yeah.
And wait, that doesn't work. Pre-summit and post-summit are the same initials.
P lowercase.
Figure it out.
P plus. Uppercase O.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't do POS either. Yeah, that's a tough thing to put after something.
We're gonna workshop it. Point but of in sale. Any case, in any case.
Point of sale. Yeah, that's it, David. That's right. When people say POS, they think point of sale. That's right. Yes.
In any case, listeners, we hope that some of you are possibly new to us from attending our summit and hearing a bit of our Czar of Arts and Culture clips. If you weren't able to join us, we're going to do a little bit of a recap and sharing of some audio that we recorded from attendees during the day today. But before we get into that, I wanted to have an opportunity for us all to share our reflections on how the day went from a planning perspective, how the day went maybe from a reality versus Instagram perspective. And share some of the takeaways that we are feeling like are going to inspire our work in the coming months. So,
well, I want to interject and say that's a great question, Lindsay, and I know that's self very self pat on the backy since we talked about the question and I'm thanking you publicly for it. But the reason why I'm affirming it is because I know there's folks listening to this who didn't make it. And I think this is just a really great chance just to reflect on what conferences mean. It's something that, as someone who's worked, in this field for a while, you get used to going to these. But being 20 months away and then having the opportunity, like, why are we bringing people together again? This was a great reflection for that too, right? It was a great opportunity to really think through what makes it matter for 150 people to come together, and what do you want them to do? Where do you want them to go? So, that being said, I think what was really cool, or really positive, was that there were a lot of familiar faces there, right? But there are also a lot of new people that we had never engaged with before, and they heard it from other people. We didn't promote this because it was literally like we got 3 weeks to decorate the barn, and put up a play, put up a show. So I think the intention is, for me, this notion of like we want to share with people, this is what we've learned over the last 3 years. We were charged with this. This is what's happened, but it's less a lot about like, let's show off Imagine, but more of like, let's show off the work that you wanted to have happen, which is amplifying and connecting and convening a sector. And why don't you do it too? Like, we really want you to do this with us. And so really designing the day where there is lots of interactivity, lots of participation, and lots of building alongside, because my hope is that like that's the thing you're going to do, as opposed to watch us do all the work, or watch quote unquote professionals to do all the work. It's in all of us to do together. So that were my thoughts, and that was sort of my thinking about how to design it.
So you'd mentioned, Mac, that this thing basically came together in 3 weeks, and I only have like my experience of it, which was like holding all of the anxiety about like this being virtual, potentially being just a thing that we're going to do online, and then kind of beginning to pull the thread on it possibly being in person, and then 3 weeks before saying, you know what, let's do it in person. What was that experience like for the both of you specifically? I mean, I think, Mac, given that you had to like kind of build all of the engagements, right? Like all of the networking.
Not all the engagements. Right?
I mean, not all the breakout set, but all the like networking activities and sort of stuff, that stuff. And Lindsay, you obviously did all of the design and all of that stuff, right? I mean, I think I only have my experience of it, which was sort of booking breakout sessions, speakers, and trying to work with Rachel in the hotel, which is also crazy. Just what's the experience like pulling off a conference in 3 weeks?
I mean, actually, it kind of kicked in a part of my brain that I hadn't used in a while, like in-person event logistics, which felt okay. I mean, a little bit of a push, more of a push than desired, but I kind of enjoy that like chase of being like, all right, this is the checklist of all the things we need to design. This is the checklist of how we need to be prepared to welcome people in person. And all of that kind of felt like a welcome return to pre-pandemic life to some extent. And one piece of the day that I really felt proud of in the end, but also anxious about planning on a 3-week time frame, was our opening session. You know, we wanted this opportunity to share about what Imagine has been up to, but not just talk at people. Like, we wanted to set the tone for the day that they were there to be in community with each other and participate and help build energy towards what's next for the sector. But we also wanted to share with and hopefully reassure that we have been holding work over the past couple of years. We have been having incredible things happen through our work groups and through Imagine staff and whatnot. So thinking about striking that balance was important to us, and kind of moving very quickly to decide, you know, in one meeting, okay, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to talk at them some, but we've also got these incredible visual assets, some of which we'll have to create. And then we're going to lead an activity, and that sort of building the one minor part of like building the plane as it's flying felt important to the day. Mac, what about you?
Well, I mean, I think the challenge was being away from conferences in 20 months was also as a chance to think a bit fresh and anew. Right. And so on one level, it's one not wanting to be beholden of this is how you always do an opening, or this is how you do a large group plenary or something like that. But I have to admit, like, as someone with my sensibility, as someone who loves possibility, it very mimicked a lot of the ways I work anyway. Like, I need a deadline to get to, right? You need to get to a decision point. So to have at some point being like, it could be anything, that would probably still have been my thing anyway, like always tinkering, always finding a way. But to your point, like, Lindsay, at some point you got to go like, okay, we're going to commit to this and this is how it's going to go. And for me, that was about a week out or a week and a half out of like, okay, this is the design. Like, let's roll with this design. And I think for me, again, my reality is I'm always going to be tinkering or finding a way. It's whether or not the other people are okay with tinkering, you know, or ready to flex or do that. But that being said, I mean, I think overall it was, I had this vibe of like, do we really have to do this on some level? Because it felt pretty overwhelming in terms of, we didn't know if it's virtual versus live. But at the end of the day, for me, what kept me going was like, this is what we're built to do. People want to get together. We're giving folks an excuse or reason to come together, inviting them to come together. So in that spirit, let's do the best convening we can. And I think I'm so glad it was in person, despite the challenges of, you know, making sure the protocols were in place and, you know, finding a space was able to accommodate that. That was made it for me. That's what made it a gathering, not just another, again, Zoom meeting. With apologies to those who've had to convene virtually. It's not knocking them, but it's just like, if you can make it happen, that's what's going to make people feel and connect. And so, yeah, I mean, I think those are some of my feelings, and I knew we could do it. But I think what's also interesting, Lindsay, is that, you know, we didn't really have a playbook for this type of event. Like, we've convened things before, but I really think that this was a very unique large scale thing. Or again, large scale plus 150 to 200 that we've done. Mm-hmm. So I think that was some of your challenge too, right, Lindsay, is that you had to literally like create protocols that we didn't really have for a while before. And so that was, I had all the confidence it could be done. But at the same time, I also know that I'm sure it wasn't easy to execute either. So
I had great confidence that we could do it. You know, I've produced a few conferences in my life, never in this time frame. But I had great confidence we could do it, and I think, and yet still staring down that 3-week time window, I'm still sort of like, this is crazy, right? And and impossible. But you know, I'm personally just filled with such gratitude for our team, And for all the volunteers and all of our conference sponsors who came together so quickly to be able to make this thing happen for us. That, you know, it was such a gift for everybody who you know, from the folks on our team to our sort of long-term volunteer Jason LeTurner, who literally saved our cookies with two sessions, helping us lead some of the sessions during the conference. To even imagine alum Esteban Contreras coming out and facilitating our podcast recording station, which you'll hear a little bit from today. But I just want to say that it was, I'm just filled with such gratitude about for everybody who showed up for us to help make this happen. And specifically for me, it was such a joy, Mac, to see you on stage leading those activities sort of in your quote unquote natural environment. And Lindsay, thank you so much for making sure I didn't lose my mind when we were sort of falling off of time and the cue sheets weren't matching up with the tech on that opening plenary. Apparently nobody noticed, but there were a few times where, like, I said to Lindsay, you got to get back there and control this. And Lindsay was like, it's fine. We will make it. We will make it all the way through, and we will make up time and everything else. And those were some of those moments where like my old sort of stage director, film director had sort of came back on, where I was like, we need to stop and start over again. But Lindsay talked me off the ledge. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, another key thing about this is I opened up, even though it took us a little short amount of time, right, to put it together, I think you were also a key, David, in making sure that we spent time being mindful about how we're going to be together with each other in executing this. So it's to your point, Dave, we definitely have our own ways of approaching the work, but ultimately there's an imagined culture that we wanted people to experience and feel. Yeah. In fact, I have the notes, like what we wanted to have people feel, breaking bread. What are words to describe? We did this exercise where we asked, okay, instead of the word networking, what word would you use, right? And these are what we wrote. We wrote breaking bread, mingling, connecting, fruitful conversating, laughing and breathing, joyful reunions, reflecting, hangout, vibing, change of pace, right? And so I point that out because it was so important, I think, for us to be mindful about what is the culture we're trying to hold, even as we're doing the things, creating the protocols, booking the lunches, getting the speakers, wrangling them together, right? It's a lot of doing, but I think along the way, we had to remind ourselves, how are we with each other? And more importantly, how are our volunteers feeling about this in this space? And I think it's something to be said about, in one of my sessions, I actually had two of my participants help facilitate, because they're like, can I help? And it's probably because they saw how overwhelmed I was in leading the thing. But I think it speaks to the fact that they felt so compelled to, like, they wanted to join in. Like they I was like, yeah, I just want you, like, no, this is fun. I want to help you make sense of this stuff. And so I think it speaks to even the way we held the space, that people felt like they wanted. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We want you to join in. This isn't just a 6 to 8 person job. You know, it's all of us. So I think what's really important that I want to remember is it's not just doing the show, but it's also how you practice together and how you set up together. And that was our hope, that we all didn't want to kill each other, you know, by the end of it. And I don't think we did. Like, I know there are times that are challenging, right, when you're doing something like this, but I think it's pretty, at least from my recollection of the times when we had together as team talk and trying to prep for this thing, I think we were all very grounded, or at least that was my take. We were all very grounded in wanting to have grace with each other, because that's what we'd want for our participants and those.
Well, you know, being together in person with our attendees as well reminded me of, you can have plans and intentionality, but you also have to have the grace to be flexible. Yeah. You know, like, you put so much, I think when you create something like this, you feel a lot of ownership. Like, this is how I think it's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, for example, like, in a part of my presentation, I was like, all right, so I'm going to ask a couple follow-up questions. And the crowd was so eager to ask their questions. They're like, wait, I have a question. Like, it immediately went to everyone else has some questions. And of course there's a little bit of you that's like, but I planned a question. It's like, no, actually this is the joy of being in person, that people are so enthusiastic about what has been discussed that they just can't wait to jump in. And that is like a real time experience that you can't mirror in a virtual world. And so, you know, even things like that, very grateful for. And I think our attendees, you know, gratitude to them for really approaching the day with enthusiasm and grace, and like they were ready to go. And I hope that I can't wait to see how we carry that energy forward, because it felt really refreshing after 20 something months of sitting in our Zoom rooms and not being able to fully read like the spirit of what's going on in the sector and how people are reacting and getting involved in our work and all of that. So,
you know, Lindsay, I think that's to play off that point. I think when we design sessions, or at least I know when I design sessions, and I know David does too, and you as well, we like time this to the T. Like, this is what's going to happen from 9:01 to 9:07, right? And you want to be mindful of this. And I think for me, what it is just wanting to honor all the participants there, that I'm doing my best thinking to design an experience that's going to create the results that we want for that experience. And I think what I'm reminded about in person again is that you can over planning, like, be mindful of like reacting to what's happening in front of you, because mm-hmm. that's what you exactly described. And it's not to say you don't build in like, oh, it's an hour long work, then I'm only going to do 30 minutes of stuff like planned, but that's what it really does turn out to be on some level, right? You have like, sometimes I think we have 90 minutes. I know I have 90 minutes of stuff I want to do and 60. And the downside is that you don't want people feel like rushed. And mm-hmm. I know Jason LaTurner, who did a terrific work leading a couple sessions, one on what is a new outcome measurement that for what the impact of arts and culture in community vibrancy, as well as co-leading a session with LaShondra Vernon, one of our board members, the head of AWE, around trust. And he had mentioned just how powerful it was just to have space for people to feel together, especially in light of, again, around the sense of grief of loss of losing the last 20 months together, and what people have lost individually. And just that's what their room also held. I mean, obviously it was associated with their topics, mm-hmm. but like, I don't think we planned for that necessarily. Like, and I'm so glad that they were able to do that too. Cause I think what that did was it allowed people to get to another level of authenticity in their conversation, and hopefully it was a richer experience. So.
Well, as we mentioned before, one of the activities we had during our networking breaks was to invite people to step up to a StoryCorps style recording studio and pick out a question to ask their partner that they were talking with, to ask themselves and share with us, so that we could share with all of you. So please enjoy those snippets from the summit, and we'll be back with you after the break. Tomorrow will be a better day. Hi, my name is Lily Stamps. I am the founder of Lolly Lolly Ceramics, and I came to the summit today because we just moved Lolly Lolly to Milwaukee a few months ago, and we want to connect with local artists in the city.
Hi, my name is Reva Kashkar. I am the studio manager at Lolly Lolly Ceramics, and like Lily said, we just moved to the city, and I am here because I want to learn more about the arts in the community and see how we can get involved.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Reba, I'm going to ask you a question first.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
No.
It's okay. This is comfortable. This is casual. Okay, what is something recent, a win, achievement, or occurrence that you're proud of? And what about that most resonates with you?
Ooh.
This is a good one.
Oh, man. There are two things that, like, really stick out for me. First is the move. Mm-hmm. I think moving here has been a big win for me because it feels like home, which is interesting because it's only been 4 months. Mm-hmm. But part of that move was to start this new position with you as the studio manager. And it was an exciting moment for me because the idea of being able to work as a ceramic artist after getting my degree in ceramics didn't feel possible this quick out of finishing. So I think this is like a big moment for me because I feel excited about being able to actually work in my field.
Yeah.
Who is someone in Milwaukee arts and culture that inspires you? What about that person resonates with you the most?
Right now, there's no one particular person, but I've been really impressed with the people at Maranta. And I wouldn't even, I don't know if they would even consider themselves in the arts, but they are really well connected in the arts community and just the community in general. Mag and Michelle just do such a great job of using their platform to stay connected with just the youth and just everyone from their community. And I think that's super inspiring. And they've been a great touch point since we've been back in Milwaukee. And I just value their leadership so much. Thanks, Reva.
Thanks, Elise.
Hi, I'm Kate Miller. I'm a playwright, educator, and teacher of cooking. And I'm here because I'm looking to find a home for my play called Shoot. It is a comedy about abuse and redemption. And now I'm ready for my question. Let's see what that is. What's something about today that has surprised you? What's something about today that has affirmed a deep truth for you? I guess I'm not so surprised. I'm more impressed than surprised. We're such a wonderful arts community in Milwaukee, and this is such an important occasion to bring us all together, not all of us, but a lot of us together, so that we can meet each other in person and discuss things and enjoy each other's time, and also to create connections, because that's why I came. So thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Mikey Murray. I am a educator, artist, and creative from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I am joined with my best friend.
Hi, I'm Genesis Renji, the GOAT, hip-hop artist, engineer, Emmy nominee, and all-around Renaissance great black man. And here we are.
All right, I will pull the first question.
The legendary Samer is in the building. Shows Reagan alumni. All right, let's get it.
What is something about our arts and culture community you wish others knew more about? And what is a secret place that might be hiding in plain sight?
We are the best. I've been to every corner of this country. Nobody makes art better than Milwaukee. I will fight and die on that hill. You said a secret place that's in plain sight.
What is a secret that might be hiding in plain sight?
We're the best. That's it.
Facts.
And me. What else? You answer the same question, then I'll ask you a new one.
Okay. I think that we're here even. I feel like so many people will bypass Milwaukee and be like, what is Chicago or New York or LA? And I'm like, Milwaukee is right here and thriving. What is the secret that might be hiding in plain sight? Dream Lab. Dream Lab is a fantastic coffee shop, art studio, hookah lounge in the city. It is in Walker's Point. It is there.
Shout out Sean.
Yeah, shout out to Sean. Sean Decay, fantastic graphic artist here in the city. Yeah. That's a secret that's hiding in plain sight. Not enough people know. Not enough
Big
people
facts.
Know.
Big facts. Oh, we're going to do the thing there. I'm brain running. Okay. What is a thoughtful gift that you've received? What about it resonated most with you? Or what's a thoughtful gift that you have given someone else? Pick. You got options.
I know. I'm like, that's stressful. Do you have one?
I'm very terrible at giving gifts. I like just giving money because I get what you want. But a gift that I got was somebody got me a flask. And it's a Batman flask with my name customized under it. That's probably one of the best gifts I ever got. I've never used it because I respect it too much. So. Shout out to Denise. Gang.
This is so hard for me. I'm like a really big gift giver. Like
that's you
like
are.
One of my platonic love
I still
languages.
Gotta give you what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, you do. I think
$100.
I think off top, I think of this bracelet my mom gave me that had a compass on it, and it was when I was like, you know, in college and like stressing about my life and all this other stuff. And she was like, this is a little compass all about respecting the journey, honoring the journey, instead of being outside your head about it. And it was a nice reminder, like, to be grounded. Am I still stressed about the future all the time? Of course. Yes. But it was the thought that counts, and the fact that it was my mommy who gave it to me. 10 out of 10.
She was giving you the compass to show you the way to dropping out, but you didn't listen. So, whatever.
I'm done with you. Not me having to turn this into a PSA. Like, don't drop out of school, kids.
Drop out, bro. If you're not going into education, law enforcement, or health, drop out. Go to MATC. Save $60,000 to $100,000 and 2 to 4 years of your life. It'll be the best decision you ever make.
Thank you for participating in this with me. This was fun.
I had to do this. I didn't have a choice.
I'm Terry Murphy. I'm with Artworks for Milwaukee, and I wanted to come to the summit because I've been involved in some of the working groups at Imagine MKE and was really excited to be able to hear everything that's been happening and reconnect with everyone in person at incredible location like St. Kate's, perfect location for the arts. What would you want the November 2023 version of you to remember about today? What would you tell that person? I would want to remember the Zip-Ode project, all the great activities, and that this was a really important convening because it was one of the first times that all of us came together after the pandemic. So it was really precious. And that I'd want to tell that person that in 2 years, we've made progress on getting a czar of arts of culture in the city of Milwaukee, that we're at 2% of funding for the arts, and that we're no longer 49th in the state, 49th in the country in terms of arts funding, that we have made progress, we continue to make progress, and we're forging ahead.
My name is Kaylee Evans, and I am with the Milwaukee Art Museum.
What do you do?
I am the curatorial assistant for the Department of Community Dialogue. I assist Cantera Souffrant, who is a dope black woman, in creating more safe and authentic spaces for black and brown folks to chill at the museum.
Hey, that's awesome. I am Mikey Murray. I am the black cultural storyteller and education strategist at Ubuntu Research and Evaluation. I am here to generate more conversation and make connections with other artists and creative folks in the industry. And then I will pull our first question. What does it mean to you to be in the space with others after being isolated for 20 months?
It means social anxiety because I'm not used to being around people anymore. It really... For me, it means that I am coming back into public, but specifically like professional public spaces, with not only like the introspection that I've done in my like own personal understanding of who I am, but also the world around me. So I'm kind of reintroducing myself to the world through this, in a way, in a very micro way.
I like that. I think for me, it more so, in a good way, of course, but like since professionalism has shifted over the past year, it's like nice to be in a space and be like, oh, I'm my authentic self and I don't have to like suit and tie it. Like I can just show up, especially in a space that is like, even though it's a creative arts industry space, like understanding like I still don't have to show up like this or neat and polished. And it's like having these conversations and being in space. And understanding, like, I think before 2020, like, that all of that were, like, lies and fallacies, that you didn't have to show up in space like that, and you can still, like, get work done.
Right. I love that. I agree wholeheartedly. What is something from the pandemic that you hope we all will still hold on to moving forward?
Dang, I have the same answer. I'm hoping we can continue challenging the white supremacist ideas of professionalism
and how they show up and creep up in conversation and space around, like, particularly arts and culture in a city like ours. I'm hoping that that continues and we keep pushing back on it. And it's like, no, I can work from home. I can have a 4-day work week. I can, you know, not wear like this fine blouse and jewelry. Like, no, I'm going to still get my work done.
Stop wearing bras at work.
Yeah, basically. And being like, this is me, my t-shirt or my sweatpants, and we are still hitting the ground running.
Yes. Same. I definitely just samesies all around. Like, I feel like a lot of folks are starting to conduct themselves with more transparency, not just about their own BS, but also like the things that are going around us, especially like as Black folks in the workspace. And that is something that I'm excited to do too, is like just really confront like what is going on and stop letting the elephant just be in the room, but like making it a part of the space and making sure that it's a part of the conversation. So
yeah, I also want to second accessibility too, I think has been huge this past year, like being like, what does it mean to like work from home, or what does it mean to like be on Zoom, or like all the other things. I'm hoping we continue that, especially as we move into a more 50-50 digital real life world. Absolutely. Instead of just exclusively being in one.
I love it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
To you, Ms. Kaylee Evans. So, yeah, we're going to transition out.
Hey, Antoine, how's it going?
I'm doing all right, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
It's towards the end, right?
I'm one kind of week old-fashioned in, and I'm ready for another drink.
Yes.
We survived.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait to hear about your sessions, especially your social cohesion one that went, like, super over.
It went so far
I'm ready
over.
For the download when we're
It went so far
this.
Over.
Yeah.
It was... It lasted like 30 minutes over, and I was expecting people to get a little more antsy, but everyone was so engaged, and like just more and more people were looking to ask more questions.
Yeah.
So like that energy, I didn't want to like cap it or like put something over it and mess up the fire. So I just kind of let, because the questions continued to like, it started off with social cohesion, but then it dove into like trust.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
While another trust conversation was happening in another room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it seemed like it was just space to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to interrupt that.
Yeah. Do you want to do one of these cards?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Pick a card. Okay.
What is something, a win, an achievement, an occurrence that you're proud of? That would be completing this, right?
Yo, 100%.
Right? Like,
100%. It was a real sprint. It was a real sprint. I think we can all agree it was too much of a sprint.
This was like Olympic sprinting.
Yeah. But I'm really proud of how it turned out.
I am too.
It feels like everything was kind of grindy, like... Mm-hmm. You were still updating your comments last night. I was still designing slides until like 1 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
But when it all came together, like, it sounded great. It looked great. Mm-hmm. I think people really resonated with it. People laughed. Like, they, I mean, your woo totally kicked in, but they even laughed at like some stuff I said. I hope this comes off as funny. It worked out great. I think we represented ourselves well.
I think so too.
And in a way that at least first feedback, like, mm-hmm. it seems like people, like, it reaffirmed for people that we are the right people to be doing this work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I don't know if this happened in your conversations, but what was really interesting was the work that other partners talked about, weirdly by osmosis, came to talk about us.
Yeah.
So, like, it was cool to see, like, partners in both kind of talk about the role of Imagine and how we add value.
Mm-hmm.
And saying it not like half knowing, but like mm-hmm. completely understanding it, like, we are great partners, we are genuine, and we work to do the things that they are really looking to see done. So that was cool.
I mean, this is just becoming like an Imagine Fest, but you know what? The question asked us what we were proud of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. And in some conversations, like in the first session that I was in,
to see, like, to hear Jason Haas talking about the potential for, like, he really wants to advocate for an arts, culture, and entertainment office in the county, and like interdisciplinary between the county and city. You know where he got that idea? David. You know, but just to hear, like, in that session that, like, we see these crazy ideas that we think sound insane, but then to see them said by someone else in front of a room of people at a conference-style thing, like, feels like it further legitimizes it.
It does. It does. And I think because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to really get together. It's been Zoom meetings and things like that. And thank you. And we've been able to use today as a real way to recalibrate the sector and bring people together, because quite frankly, who else is there to do it?
Exactly. So I feel proud of us.
I feel
like we're gonna have great stories coming out of this that will continue strengthen our work.
Oh, for sure. And to think that I know a lot of people have reached out and asked, when is there going to be one next year? I look forward to the next one.
Yeah.
So I think this helps other people see the imagine that we see.
Mm-hmm. Right. And man, does it feel different to be doing this kind of version of Imagine in person.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, my microphone just tipped back and forth and almost went into my drink.
That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's where we're at now. We're happy. We're proud. It's over.
Yeah. You know, this feels so radical. It feels affirming in a way that, like, I think we're all getting pretty burned out of, like.
Oh, yeah.
Being in our homes, being in Zoom, like.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the record. I hate being at home now. Yes. Thank you so much. I hate being at home. Listeners, working from home isn't as fun as
we got to get back into an office.
We got to. And even, like, this makes me think about in-person work group meetings. And if, you know, if we can be safe, it doesn't seem like there wouldn't be a demand for it. Like there wouldn't be interest. So it really makes me think about how we can move forward and kind of build on this, because this is a very monumental, like, people who have heard of Imagine in the past, some of us have talked about, like, the launch party.
Yeah.
This was, like, the launch party with intent. Like,
right.
People want to get to work. So I'm excited about that. That's been inspiring about this event so far.
All right. Can I try a card?
Yeah, let's do it.
What does it mean to you to be in the space with others after being isolated for 20 months?
I am an extrovert.
Me too. Yeah.
And a lot of the fun part of this job was in-person meetings and kind of experiencing the arts and culture sector as a whole. So being a part of this sector, but being kind of detached from that, this has been really refreshing to the spirit, right? Like, just being able to really just see the critical mass of people who are all working together. That's been awesome for me. What about you?
I mean, a couple things. For one, it feels really affirming to, hey, David, you want to join our podcast?
What's up, David?
No. Hello, everybody.
It feels affirming. I feel like we spend so much time doing the work, and sometimes that's with other people, and sometimes it's just like grinding away. It's tough on our computers. And so to be here in person with real humans that we've either heard about or emailed with or talked to, and maybe that we only had seen in isolation in, like, one meeting. Like, oh, I had to talk to this person about this thing. But to see them as, like, a full human and, like, is just really warm and really wonderful. And I love working events like this. Like, this was, I worked in concerts, right? And so, like, I feel so much energy. Even though I slept, like, no hours last night, I feel so much energy being here
I agree.
Doing an event, being on a stage, like, it just feels like really good.
It felt like a taste of, you know, before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. This was our life before the pandemic. Yeah. And it was sweet, right? Like, this was cool.
This was cool.
And it just reminds us of, like, we're blessed to be working in a position where...
Thank you so much.
Where our role is really to help support artists, do more art, to help, you know, communities receive and enjoy more art, to tell the story of the art in our city and the culture that bubbles from it. I think... We have a pretty cool job, and this is a this is an experience, an event that just really validates that. Mm-hmm. It like reminds you, like, because we could be working at Taco Bell.
Oh, I can't believe we get to do this. Honestly, what a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we in my where I was, our panels talked about neighborhood resilience and social cohesion and dove into topics like trust and the systems and processes that are over groups that are trying to be more attentive to people and bringing them together and making them feel like some sense of belonging. And
people are hungry to have those conversations.
They are.
And I hope that we hold this unique space in that, like, our entire job is to continue those conversations. Mm-hmm. What an amazing thing.
I know.
Because we, you know, that we get to help shepherd people on to keep having these conversations. Because otherwise it's so easy to just get back into your day-to-day grind.
Yeah. The same old rigmarole.
Exactly.
And there's... And if people... And if partners do that, then there will be no change. So these... Like, talks like this, panel discussions, you know, all that stuff is necessary because without it, we'll be stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And Milwaukee can't afford for the arts and culture sector to be stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Although Milwaukeeans may not know this, but we rely too heavily on it. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, should we go talk to other people?
I guess we'll go talk to other people. I guess the extroverts will extrovert.
That's right. All right, bye, listeners.
Bye.
So the thing about that podcasting station idea, I think the way we made it sound, like, it sounds totally intentional. Obviously we have a podcast, it makes sense to think let's do a podcast station, but I think that was among a list of, we just brainstormed, like, what would be cool if ... and it was like a week out, right, that we brainstormed it, and then maybe it was within 48 hours it was like, hey, are we still doing that podcasting station thing? And then it was like, great, I put together a list of questions and put together like a protocol so it could be self-directed, and we lucked out in terms of having Esteban, who kind of knows the equipment, so he felt comfortable doing it. And it's one of those things where I'm glad it wasn't just another idea that floated away on a post-it note, you know, in that room. Like, I'm glad it happened, because in essence, I think it's an easy, I don't say easy, but it is how we manifest, connect, convene, amplify. That literally just happened.
Well, and, you know, it was a team effort, as we say at the closing of this podcast. Mac put together the questions, and so we're going to revisit some of those now. You just heard from me on this first question, so I'll pose it to David and Mac. What did it mean to you to be in that space with others after being isolated for 20 months?
It meant a lot. I knew it was going to mean a lot, and then when I was actually in it, it meant a lot. What was really cool was I wasn't as nervous. A lot of times before events like that, where I'm helping organize and deliver in front of people, I get nervous. And it's sometimes it's nervous, like, they're going to find out you're a fraud. This is the one where they find out that you're a total botch at everything, right? There's that fear-driven nervousness, but I didn't feel any of that. I was really just sort of anxious, hopeful, nervous, which is a good energy, because I just wanted folks to have a powerful experience. And so to have witnessed that with everyone and seeing that happen in front of me and manifest in front of me, that was so great. I needed that juice. It's been really hard. the last 20 months not to hold that space in that way. So for me, it meant a lot. I'm really appreciative for folks to make that happen.
I think for me, it really meant the crystallization of the 2 years of our work. And I'll note just three points that I think happened, or that I know happened, right, on the day that I don't think could have happened virtually. First, we had an artist, I had a conversation with an artist who sort of shared a breakthrough about like how some of the systems that are built in our city, nation, world don't fit the way artists look at things. And that's why there might be some grit in how we bring people to work together. And I don't think that could have happened in a virtual setting. That came from one of the sessions that you'd led, Mac, which I think is an incredible insight, because I think this has sort of fired this person up to try to figure out how to translate, right? Which I think can be really transformative. Second thing is able to really like connect with people and like really share how you feel about them, right? Like our Sammer, who's, you know, a podcast favorite and Imagine favorite, and I had like just shared a really nice moment together about like what Imagine and has meant to him, and moreover what he's given back to us. And I think it's been an incredible relationship, and just be able to be with him for a day was just lovely, and sort of seeing him work with our team and kind of capturing everybody on the day was great. And then the third thing, and I think this is really, really important. In the opening plenary session, we have the video, you'll see it. I give an example of like what it means to like write somebody, write an elected official on our Every Action thing. And I say,
which is our platform for advocacy, right, David? Our platform for advocacy, right?
Many of the folks on this podcast have used it. And I hit send, and I said, because Jason Haas, my county supervisor, was in the room, I said, Jason, spoiler alert, you're getting email from he and you know, maybe hundreds of your constituents. And he raised his telephone and said, I got it, and he literally got it and replied to me in that moment, right? And I think what was so, you know, in a world where you think that, you know, these kinds of like online advocacy forums don't actually work, for people to actually see that work, that doesn't happen in a virtual setting, right? That only happens in person. So is it our turn to ask you a question, but not that one since you've already answered it, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Sure.
Okay, here's my best Terry Gross voice. What would you want the November 2023 version of you, Lindsay, to remember about today? And what would you tell that person?
Yeah, you know, it feels like we were joking in the opening about like pre-summit and post-summit, but it does feel like potentially once again, I want to avoid using the word pivot, because that's the word everyone uses, but it feels like it could be a pivot point for us. You know, over the past, since March 2020, you know, we've been building this crazy thing, this crazy idea that still is hard for people to understand, is still really emergent and innovative and all those buzzwords. But to be able to translate what Imagine has been up to into a real-time experience, to be able to use that experience to hopefully drive really tangible shifts in how we gather people and how we focus people around collaborating on shared goals. I hope that 2 years from now that we'll see that this was, despite the incredible sprint to make it happen, that it was worth it, that it proved to be this touch point that launched a new understanding for our community of what Imagine can do, of what they can do when they're linked into Imagine. And that led to a system that allows all of our crazy ideas to come true, a system that allows our city's artists and creatives crazy ideas to come true. Yeah, just some big, lofty stuff, I hope. What about you, Mac? What would you want the November 2023 version of you to remember about this week?
I think it's sort of echoed in David's opening manifesto of the piece. You said the phrase collaborating on collaborating together, right, and achieving these big things. And I'm thinking policy change, I'm thinking redirection of resources, particularly to our most marginalized folk, right, and practitioners. Like I'm thinking these big things, right? But I think what I need to remember, I hope I remember from today or like this experience, is that that is rooted in our ability to see each other, that they belong, that we belong to each other, and that, and we need each other. Right. Or else all that other stuff we talked about, right, these collaborations or initiatives or all these things, that they go away. Right. It's still got to be rooted in how do we see each other, and how do we want each other to thrive and do well. And I think that only happens when you're able to be with people and hold them, you know, and hold them even when they're not great to you in some ways, you know. And And I, you know, we were joking before the call of reading some feedback that was tough, you know, in some ways, or getting some notes. And I think my challenge is to, you know, part of me wants to snark back or like, you don't know what you're talking about a little bit, but another part of me goes like, well, that's real though. I mean, whatever, that's how that person feels. And can I just hold that for a second? Can I just tell like, that's true? And the question is, what would it take for that person to maybe have a new perspective or a different possibility? And I know that's not just my job, myself, but there might be something I could do. And I heard that note also when folks said like, well, man, nobody from my network knew about this thing, or I don't see myself in that, you know, we did this survey and they're like, I didn't see myself in that survey. Right. And I think what I want to remember is when I hear a note like that, it's a note of like, they're offering that up is because they want to see a different result. And so my hope is that the 2023 version of me was able to go, yeah, okay, cool. Then what can we do with that? Cause that I appreciate that note. And what can we do with that? That I hope the 2023 version of me is like that, as opposed to a salty salt miner of ideas and just grinding away, right? So that's my hope. I remember today, David.
I would want the November 2023 version of me to remember that there were 150, 160 people gathered together downtown at the St. Kate's, and that each of them at some point during the day had a sense of what was possible for our community and were connected to each other and gathered to sort of feel a sense of responsibility for each other. And that we were all connected to something much larger than ourselves, which is the sector itself, right, and the city itself. And what I would tell that person is that, just 2 years before in 2019, this group made a launch party that was just so full of love and welcome and generosity. And that in 2021, that the same group came together to make another event that was so full of love and generosity, and that no matter where that person is in 2 years, no matter where all of you are, you, Lindsay, you, Mac, that you did that. We did that. We put that together. And whatever idea that may have sparked somebody in that day, we will have no sense of what will come of it right in 2 years. But we hope that it'll grow into something really amazing. And if anything does, right, that was something that generated from a connection that had happened from that convening on November 16th. And I think that's really powerful.
And you know, a question I heard a lot from several participants is, when's the next one? So
no announcement today.
No announcement today.
We think look for an announcement in the next 3 to 6 to 9 months.
ideally 6 months later, as opposed to the 10 months later about when this thing could be. And also we're looking to convene in other ways too, right, David? We've got some other types of convenings coming up, not as big scale, but definitely open to those that care about the future of our city, and that it's driven by arts and culture, and that vibrancy happens in all our zip codes. So we look forward to having those smaller scale sessions. And we hope you join it, be it a work group meeting, be it maybe one of our new cohorts we're going to roll out, or possibly, you know, at other sort of affinity conversations we're holding around the sector.
You know who we hope shows up at some of these convenings, Mac and Lindsay?
Who?
Our listeners.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review, or contact us directly at pod@imaginemke.org.
Imagine This Podcast is a team effort produced, edited, and hosted by Lindsay Sheridan, David Lee, and myself, MacArthur Antigua. It's a flagship of the Imagine MK Podcast Network. Make sure you listen to back episodes of Black Imagination and Arts Forward MKE, all of which can be found at imaginemke.org/podcasts.
To catch all the latest from Imagine MKE, hit us up at Twitter and Instagram at @imagine_MKE or Facebook at Imagine MKE. Thanks again, and we will catch you next Tuesday when we have another great guest to talk about all the incredible stuff happening in Milwaukee's arts and culture sector. See you then.
Bye.
So we will start. Oh, no. Here we go. Now it's recording. Hey, who are you?
Oh, I don't have to be me. I can be someone else.
Oh, no. You should be you.